With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the GOP presidential nomination race now moves from Iowa to New Hampshire. Donald Trump won the Iowa caucuses last night, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finishing second and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley coming in third. At a campaign rally in Greenville, South Carolina, DeSantis said the Iowa results surprised a lot of people.
Nikki Haley said only the top two from Iowa, you know, go on to be viable. Well, guess what? We punched our ticket out of Iowa yesterday.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy suspended their presidential bids after the Iowa results. Parts of the United States are being hit with dangerously cold weather, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Meteorologist Mark Chenard of the National Weather Service says much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest are experiencing dangerous wind chills.
Minus 30, minus 40, wind chills as low as zero all the way down in the portions of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
Late Monday, more than 100,000 homes and businesses were without power, mostly in Oregon. At least four people in the Portland area died, two of them suspected of having hypothermia. And possible freezing rain in the area could mean it'll be much longer before power is restored. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. military says it's launched another strike against Yemen-based Houthis, hitting four anti-ship missiles in the third recent assault on the Iranian-backed group. Tuesday's strike came as the Iranian-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for a missile attack that hit the Malta-flagged bulk carrier Zografia in the Red Sea. No one was injured. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 231 points, the Nasdaq dropped 28. This is SRN News. A lot of pro-life Americans don't realize many of the charities they support actually promote abortion and the LGBT agenda. So says Hugh Brown of the American Life League.
We have been shocked at some of well-known, you know, around the world, named organizations that are doing good works publicly, but then behind the scenes are actually supporting things that are evil.
He says the American Red Cross is a good example of the problem.
They are absolutely engaged in supporting this homosexual nonsense, all this transgender deception. And, you know, when you give your money to an organization, if you're a Christian person, you cannot support that.
ALL has produced a charity watch list that reveals the major nonprofit organizations, including the American Cancer Society and the United Way, what they're really up to. The list can be viewed at ALL.org. This is SRN News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants to spend $2.4 billion to care for the massive influx of migrants.
The migrants have overwhelmed New York City's homeless shelters. The migrant spending plan, which would include shelter services, legal assistance, and more, came as part of a $233 billion budget proposal. How the governor planned to deal with migrants had been a looming question ahead of the legislative session. The issue has the potential to damage Democratic congressional candidates this fall, with New York expected to be a battleground for control of the U.S. House. John Scott reporting.
The Justice Department is planning this week to release findings of an investigation into the 2022 Uvalde, Texas school shooting. The department's been looking into the law enforcement response at Robb Elementary School, where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.